Welcome to Call Us Mommy Podcast, where we get real about mom life, relationships, and careers. I'm Tiana, a single mom of three.
And I'm Marielle, a married mom of four. We're both on a mission to empower you not to settle in any area of life. All right, Tiana, you are turning 30 on Saturday. How do you feel about that?
I think it's bittersweet because I remember when you turned 30. And I remember thinking, like, I cannot wait till I turn 30. Like, it's going to be, like, so fun. I'm going to turn up. Like, I remember explaining to you what I wanted for my 30th birthday. And now I'm turning 30, and I don't want any of that. I don't have that energy I was bringing into 30. I want to have, like, a big rager. Like, I remember telling Jared, I was like, we're going to jump off the house. It's going to be, like, that movie. And he was like, yeah, we are. Like, he was ready for it.
Yeah, of course
now,
he is.
I'm like, let's just go to dinner.
Yeah. That's fine. I feel like that's a perfect representation of going healthily into your 30s, you know?
Yes. Maybe that's what it is. Like, I'm going to blame it on that. Not because I'm just, like, old and tired. I'm going to say it's that.
Yeah. Okay, well, on that note, let's talk today about the things that we have learned in our 20s and that we're going to take with us into our 30s and hopefully just learn more about. All right, since you're the birthday girl this week, you go first.
Okay, my first one is one I feel like it's taken me a few years to learn, and I want to say just the very last end of my 20s I learned this, but forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. Because I always wanted to hold on to, like, anger, because I'm like, I'm not forgiving them, like, they did that to me, or they did this, but really it was just, like, hardening my own heart and just, like, building up the bitterness and resentment, and I was becoming more, I would say, like, an angry, like, mad person. And so forgiveness is, like, yeah, it's for you. It is not for them. And you don't even have to forgive them. I want to say that. You don't have to forgive that person to their face. You could write a letter and just, like, throw it away. Or you can know in your heart, like, okay, I'm going to forgive them, but, like, I'm not going to talk to them. Like, you can have those boundaries still. It doesn't mean, like, you're going to mend whatever relationship that is. I want to make sure I said that.
Like, forgive, but don't forget kind of thing. Yes. Like, yeah, my first one is probably the biggest thing that I've learned in, like, the last, well, I'm going to turn 33, so the last 13 years, I guess, but is that it's okay to question what you thought to be true your whole life. So I feel like that can go with a lot of things. For me, a lot of it has had to do with, like, religion and just deconstructing my faith, which I know is, like, a really trendy thing to say, but just, like, lifestyles and how that works into your day to day and, like, how you raise your children. Just a lot of things. I feel like I've learned that just because this has been true for me my whole life, or what I've thought to be true, doesn't mean that it is true for me or has to be true. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a minute to, like, deconstruct a lot of things that you grew up thinking were, you know, reality or the way that they should be. And, I think just finding people to be able to talk about stuff to, and find people that have other points of view, like that, like, that's really important. And I learned a lot of that, like, just going to college and talking to people about, you know, their life and where they came from, cultures, religions, things like that. You get that whenever you leave your house and, like, your community, you get that automatically. And I think a lot of people think, well, I can't be friends with these people because they're not like me. But I was thankfully never drawn to that idea. Like, I always wanted to, like, know more about somebody else who thought differently, because I was like, well, why? Like, why do they, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, I like this person. Like, they don't seem like a bad person. So if they think differently and live differently than me, then there's got to be, like, a common ground here. Or, like, slowly took that into, like, a lot of other aspects of my life, of being able to, like, find my own foundation instead of just, like, building off of what was given to me. Like, I was able to, like, go through things and reconstruct them and build, like, what I believe. I'm still doing that, but it took me a good part of my 20s to, like, believe that was even okay to do.
Especially if you were raised in, like, I would say, like, a typical, like, normal home, this all must be the truth. And if you start questioning that, it's like you're saying your parents are bad, and it's like, that's not even it. It's just, like, you're finding what fits you as a person and who you're becoming, just as our parents did. Like, I'm sure, like, they didn't model exactly what their mom and dads did. Like, they chose different. Yeah. But I think that that's such a good point, because in your 20s is, like, typically the time that you actually do leave home. and you're really like finding yourself and you're becoming your own like being.
Yeah. And I think as moms too, we're doing, if you're becoming a mom in your 20s, you're doing that like almost on steroids because there's so many other things that you are trying to figure out. And I think it can be things as normal as like being a mom who carries like a giant diaper bag with all the things, or the mom who has a few diapers and a thing of wipes and diaper cream. And like, you're carrying that with you wherever you go. Like you don't have a, you know what I mean? Like just okay to adjust season to season, wherever you are. And like, I think it's finding security in yourself and who you are and letting all the other stuff kind of fall into place. You know what I mean? Like having that foundation of who you are and all the stuff can like fall into place along the way.
Yes. Okay. Which brings me into my second one, which is you will outgrow people and that's okay. That was a hard one, the beginning of my 20s. And maybe it was because like I was already a mom and my friends weren't mothers yet. And so it was like a hard, like that hit me hard because I was like, wait, like we're not the same like best friends we were like a couple years ago when we were like in high school. It was like, wait, I'm a mom. You guys are in college and I'm here. And I think that was a tough one for me to actually be okay with like letting go. I feel like as women, it's easier, especially if we become moms, than it is for men. You see a lot of men will hold on to like friends for like their whole life because they've been friends their whole life. But as women, it's like we go through phases of just like changing and evolving ourselves in motherhood.
Yeah. I think I learned before my 20s, but definitely solidified the reality that most friends are seasonal. And I think that like there are friendships that are like, you know, lifetime, like life, you know, life wife. We have a connection that I know will like last a lifetime. I have very few of those connections with people. And I think that's okay. Like, I think growing up, we see friends and we're like, you know, the role of a friend. And then that's it. Like not seeing that they're like different types of friends to have. You know what I mean? Like we're just worried about making friends as kids, not like the types of friends that we make. So I guess like in your 20s, you could really just like explore that, like having different types of friends and being conscious of like, okay, if this season has ran out with this friend, you know, it is what it is. Take what you can from it and like leave behind. Don't let it keep you going in a direction that you didn't plan on going just because you're like, well, I called him a friend. I can't.
I love that you said season because like, if I look back, even from like your like childhood growing up, I'm like, there was so many seasons of friends. And when I look back, it's not like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe, you know, I did this or that. It's like, oh, that was like such a sweet season in my life. Like I was tagged in something yesterday from one of my like childhood best friends. And it was like talking about like, oh, we made up dances together. We did this together. And now we don't talk or we don't even know each other's kids. And I thought that is like such a crazy, like a crazy thing. But it's not like I look back and regret those, like that season of my life. Like I loved that season of my life and it helped shape like different things of me.
And you still love that person and think about them and wish the best things for them. It just doesn't make sense. You know, you're two parallel lines at this point. And hopefully like at some point you come back together to be able to like, you know, relive that connection. It just doesn't always happen. So I think it's like not mourning that in a way that like keeps you behind. Okay. My number two is a little bit different, but than what we were talking about. Health is relative. So listening to your own body or like learning to listen to your own body. I think I think our generation, probably a lot of us, struggled with weight just growing up because of the culture that we grew up in with like, you know, low-rise jeans and like showing a lot of belly and just like basically the more bones that you can see, like the healthier you look. And that was ingrained in me. And so I still struggle with like my thinking that my weight is not healthy enough if I'm not, if basically like if my shoulders aren't peeking through, like you can't see my shoulder bones. You know what I mean? Like it's really unhealthy. And I think a lot of our generation struggle with that. I'm not saying that generations today don't struggle with that. Magazines look a little bit better, not much better, but a little bit better now. So it took a lot for me, especially as my body started changing and becoming more of like a full adult and then becoming a mom and having to go through all those changes that a woman goes through after they've given birth. I really struggled with that. And like, I would just work really hard to lose the weight after childbirth and just basically like stress my body out because I would do like 2-hour workouts and some people like that. That's fine for them, but it wasn't like realistic once I started having more and more kids. and then having it, you know, like working full time and doing all that. It's just not really realistic for moms. So just being able to like tune into your own body and figure out what feels good. Like a 2-hour workout to make me fit in a certain size jeans did not feel good. Being that skinny felt good, but like the lifestyle around that didn't feel good. Whereas like doing a 10 to 20 minute workout every day to fit in clothes comfortably and feel healthy feels good all the time.
So this one is a really strong one for me that I wish, oh my goodness, I wish I could go back and tell my younger self this, is that he won't change. Stop waiting around. He will do it again. So as many times as he says, I will never do it again, I'm so sorry, just know he's going to do it again. And so just go ahead and do yourself a favor and leave now. And I know you're probably like, oh, well, that's easier said than done. Like, this is so hard. I love him. Yes. But let me tell you, as going into like, basically, I'm 30 already. I'm just going to claim it. I am 30. And I wish I could go back and tell my younger self to stop wasting your entire 20s on a man that is never going to change. I could preach on that all day, but like, we're not going to. Yeah.
And you're coming at it from like a level of this is like an abusive relationship, whether physical or whatever. But I would add to that too, like coming from having gone through situationship things, is to set your expectations for yourself and not other people. Like if you're going to make the choice to be with someone who is not abusing you emotionally, physically, like they're relatively healthy to be with in the sense they're not going to hurt you. But then you are choosing to be with them over and over again. And they're still like, you know, things like not meeting your partner expectations, then you need to reevaluate your expectations. Because if you're choosing that person over and over again, you're choosing the expectations that they're willing to meet you at. And if you're not willing to accept that, then that's when you do need to walk away versus just reevaluate your expectations. Otherwise, you're just going to continue like in a cycle of frustration and resentment and kind of what you said earlier, like you got to forgive that person and just like wait for them to grow on at their own pace. But what you're referring to.
Yes. If you're listening to this and you're like, she's told me to divorce my husband because he didn't pick up his socks. Absolutely not. Just, you know, have a talk with them. Okay. Maybe a couple talks. I'm saying like physical, emotional, like mental abuse.
Like if they're cheating on you, things that are like not, but it's like detrimental to your relationship, your health.
Yes, I agree. But yes, if he says he's not going to do it again, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it 10 times over again, girl. Like if I could go back and tell, I would have my whole youth, guys, if I could go back.
Okay, well, my number 3 is that less is always more. And that means like less clothes, less stuff, less friends, less plans. And I think that can be different for everybody. Like for me, it ended up being like less clothes, less stuff, less friends, I guess. It's not like I had to like cut friends. I just stopped making myself feel bad for not having like a ton of friends, you know? And then like when I say less plans, I don't mean like don't make plans with your friends that are like your quality, like good friends. I just mean like, don't say yes to everything just because it's been offered up to you. Like be choosy with your time and your energy and how you hand it out. Like make sure it's something that you will get something for in exchange. And also like that doesn't always apply to everything, you know, the less stuff, because I stopped buying new Christmas decorations whenever it used to be my favorite time of year was to like go get Christmas decorations. And then one year I was just like, I have enough Christmas decorations. Now, if I found like one thing that I was like, I like to add this, that was different. But if it's something like plants or books, like that's something in my life right now that brings value to me. And I actually like my energy is exchanged with it every day. So it's different. Like I will buy books that I'm not necessarily reading right now because it brings me joy to have them and to like look forward to reading them versus buying like a ton of candles that I might burn over the next 6 months. You know what I mean? Just like trying to purge things out of your life is very healing.
So that was kind of my number 5 is like stop saying yes so much, which kind of goes with that is something that I have kind of just, I would say adopted the past probably like 5 years. Is I don't say yes. Like I would think I'd have to go to every single birthday party I was invited to, make sure I did every single thing. Like, and sometimes it's like, we don't have to say yes to every single thing. Like make sure like you and like your kids and your spouse, like really want to go to the, you know, whatever it is, and then you can go. But like, you do not have to say yes to every single thing just because they are a close friend or just because they are family. Like,
yeah, like Tiana has a thing coming up this weekend, and then the night before she has something for her kids. And if I was so burnt out on like, oh, well, I have to have a birthday party Saturday during the day for the kids is, you know, random friend or like.
And it's a drive. It's a drive. You need to do that.
I would not have the energy for that. So it allows you to be able to make time for those relationships that really bring the flavor and like the life back into your life.
The spice. Okay. Yeah. I bring the spice is what she's saying, guys. I'm the red chili pepper flakes. Okay.
Yeah, she is.
So I would say my last one is what you do today determines tomorrow. And for me, this is just like the small habits of down to simple things is like drinking water. Like I wish I would have started drinking like the amounts of water that I do now when I was 20, because like, I feel like I would be such a healthier person, or just like starting like exercising, like whatever that is, or even making like down to like career choices. Like if you do something today, like if you decide to like take an online program, like that right there is setting up your success for like long term. And so meaning like tomorrow, not legit like tomorrow, the next day, but like the future to come. And to me, like that is something I've like learned is like, okay, like just the simple things is like, okay, if I don't do the dishes tonight, I'm going to wake up with them tomorrow. So if I do them tonight, I'm going to wake up and be in a better mood tomorrow.
Like setting up the dominoes, basically.
Yes.
Like that. Okay, so my fourth one is realizing that internal misogyny is real. I feel like it's a deep one that we could probably talk a long time about, but it's a really important thing that I came to realize in my 20s. And along with that, like supporting women is supporting all women, not just ones that live like you, talk like you, believe like you, or that ones that you like. Like supporting women is supporting all women. So if a woman comes off as bossy to you and like that's kind of annoying, like you still support her in that for her. Like, I'm so happy that you're a boss babe. That doesn't mean like you have to be best friends with her or model your life after her, but you still support her in that. Taylor Swift says something in one of her documentaries where she's like, she learned that like there's no such thing as a boss, there's no such thing as a bitch, there's no such thing as those things. Like there is just being a woman. Mm-hmm. And I love that because and I still will catch myself saying sometimes like something about a woman or in my head and then being like, no, like she's not a bitch. Like she's just strong and she has an opinion and she's not afraid to share that. Or she says like, there's no such thing as a slut. There's no such thing as like all these things. And it's like, I love that idea that like a woman can just be who she wants to be because that's who she wants to be, not because society is putting these standards or like expectations on her. And whenever you see a woman thriving in who they want to be and like living out their truth, it's a really beautiful thing. When you see a woman that's living out a life that like has been kind of put on them or like forced on them, or they feel like they have to perform, it's not a beautiful thing, but also like what they need is support to be able to live out their truth. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I love that.
Like there's artists and actresses that like, I've realized that I secretly liked, but I just didn't want to say that I liked because it was like either everybody, you know, liked them or like a lot of men liked them for whatever reason, or the parts they played were like typical women. You know what I mean? Like just it was like a very misogynistic feeling towards certain artists, which is ridiculous. And I like robbed myself from being able to enjoy the art that they were like, you know, putting out into the world. Just because I was like, I don't know, insecure basically is what it was. And I think a lot of women struggle with that, not just with celebrities, but each other, because they feel insecure or intimidated by a woman. They feel like, oh, that must mean like whatever internal flags go off inside their head mm-hmm. to them. Like, oh, that must mean that woman is a person that I don't want to be. Or like that's a feminist or something like that, that like I can't be, you know. I can't be in support of, but that's just not usually what it is. It's triggering some sort of insecurity.
That's so good. We actually have like a podcast episode on this, like I want to say like 2021, but I was talking about, maybe it's our women supporting women one, but I said that like, there was like someone that I used to be like, so like, oh, like she always has like these crop tops on. And it honestly was my own insecurity that I wasn't allowed to wear those. And I wanted to wear those. So like, I came out and would just like talk bad about it. I'm like, why? And now I love my crop tops. Okay. Like I wear them because I'm allowed to wear them now. And now I look back and I'm like, how silly is that? Like I had those, all those feelings about this person purely because of jealousy of I wanted to wear that.
Yeah. It's sad. And I think that it robs you more than it does the person that you are thinking those things towards. Like they, if they have the confidence enough to wear crop tops and, or do whatever, the reason that you don't like them for that is not the reason that they do it. You know what I mean? And they're not going to stop because you think that. It's just you missing out on this chance to exchange like good energy with someone. I have one more, but it's, I mean, I feel like it goes along with a lot of these things that we've said, and it could be like a whole other podcast episode. We are both young moms. Like you became a mom at what, 19?
Right? Yeah. Yes.
I'm 21. So our 20s were spent being mothers. And I think like it's really hard to be in your 20s and become a mom at the same time, especially whenever you, I mean, it would be hard to have done this, but like if you didn't have time to find yourself before that, it's hard to find yourself in your 18 and 19 years because it's like you're a child, you know? So just to remind yourself that you're not being a good mom by sacrificing who you are to be just a mom in your 20s, like take time to find things that help you be you. Like even if that's literally just taking a bath at the end of the day or going on walks by yourself or I don't know what, literally whatever you want it to be. Just if you need to do it with your kids, like let them watch you be yourself. Don't wrap everything you are into just your kids.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Call Us Mommy podcast.
If you want to spend more time with us, make sure to hit follow. And if you like the episode, share with a friend and leave a review.